This is Day to Day from NPR News. In a few minutes, what the reviewers are saying about this weekend's new movies, Kill Bill Volume 2 and The Punisher. But first, British Prime Minister Tony Blair is in Washington today. He and President Bush are holding talks on Iraq and how power can be transferred to Iraqis. The president is usually happy to see the prime minister, his strongest ally in Europe, and a mainstay in what the White House calls the coalition of the willing. After Mr. Blair and Mr. Bush had met, they spoke with reporters in the White House Rose Garden. Let's listen into a bit of what they had to say this morning. First, President Bush.
Throughout the last century, the United Kingdom and the United States have stood together when liberty was assaulted and free people were tested. And now in this century, our nations see clearly the dangers of our time, and we share a determination to meet them.
And this excerpt from remarks by Prime Minister Blair.
We will not yield. We will not back down in the face of attacks either on us or on defenseless civilians.
Joining us now to discuss the news conference is NPR's senior Washington editor Ron Elving. Ron, what did these two men seem to accomplish today?
Among other things, Madeline, they managed to use exactly the same language in talking about the threat and the challenge to our policy in Iraq. They were able to concentrate on the same terms of freedom and resolution and staying the course that the president used in his news conference speech on Tuesday night and in answering questions on Tuesday night, and that the prime minister has been using in Great Britain. Now, it may not seem difficult to simply coordinate script, but in this particular case, with two very difficult political situations, one for the prime minister in Great Britain, another one for President Bush in this country, and, of course, the deteriorating security conditions in Iraq, it is actually quite a test to make sure that they can show no daylight whatsoever between their two positions.
So the two men are under increasing pressure?
Both internally and in terms of the situation on the ground in Iraq. But an interesting thing has taken place here where they had this meeting this morning. Obviously, the big subject was Iraq, but another big subject intervened, imposed itself, if you will, and that is the shift in the U.S. position with regard to how we go forward toward the roadmap in the Israeli-Palestinian negotiations. Now, this week, while Ariel Sharon was here visiting President Bush, the president told Ariel Sharon that it was all right with him if Israel held on to some of the West Bank settlements that were basically the fruit of the 1967 war, and also conceded that it might not be possible for Palestinians to look forward to being repatriated into their old homes prior to the creation of the State of Israel. Now, these are some pretty significant moves on the part of the United States with respect to those negotiations. And, of course, Tony Blair is now under the gun to support those changes as well. And he's come out at the Rose Garden today and supported President Bush on those points as well.
And going back to Iraq, are the two countries really in as much agreement as it would seem from the news conference today?
I think it's an open secret that Great Britain would have preferred that the United States only proceed in Iraq after having assembled a larger coalition. Now, this is not to say that there is not a numerically large coalition of a number of countries that are supporting the U.S. and the U.K., but most of their troop commitments have been rather small. Only the United States and Great Britain have committed large numbers of troops, and the number of British troops at this point is down to about 12,000, whereas the American commitment is still 10 times that and more. So the coalition is not quite what would have been idealized, and obviously Tony Blair would have preferred more European and more world in general cooperation in the Iraq operation. But he has been standing by President Bush, and he is standing by him with respect to the June 30th timetable for the transfer of power to the Iraqis.
And about that transfer of power, did they discuss today the UN proposal to scrap the governing council and create an interim government?
They haven't said much about that in the Rose Garden discussion, but they clearly are interested in being as supportive as they possibly can be of UN Special Envoy Lakhdar Brahimi. His proposal has been getting a lot of praise here in Washington. They haven't actually formally endorsed it, but they've been saying that the idea of a caretaker government to get us from the current council to some future elected government in Iraq is a good one.
And anything else we learned quickly from reporters' questions today?
Reporters were almost equally interested in the Israel-Palestine negotiations as in the Iraq. That could have been more a function of the fact that the former was just a newer story, and the Iraq situation, well, Tony and George have basically been talking the same language on that one for quite a while now.
Okay. NPR Senior Washington Editor Ron Elving, thank you very much.
Good to be with you, Madeline.